This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. AFBF President Zippy Duval hailed House passage of GMO disclosure legislation last Thursday as the start of putting in place a uniform national labeling system that will provide balanced, accurate information to consumers. Genetically engineered crops have a decades-long track record of safety and benefits for agricultural productivity and our environment, Duval said in a statement. He added this legislation helps to continue those benefits by avoiding the confusion of differing and potentially misleading labeling standards from state to state. The next stop is the president's desks. We are pleased that Congress has moved quickly to finish the job. Career and technical education and post-high school job training and retraining are essential to the economic viability of rural communities. For that reason, AFBF is urging congressional support for H.R. 5587, the Strengthening Career and Technical Education for the 21st Century Act. The bill reauthorizes the Carl D. Perkins Career and Technical Education Act. In a letter sent to House lawmakers, AFBF encouraged reauthorization of the bill. The House Committee on Education and Workforce approved H.R. 5587 earlier this month. AFBF urges the full House to promptly approve the legislation. The Environmental Protection Agency's proposal to reduce the amount of renewable fuels that must be blended into the nation's gasoline supply strikes a blow to conventional ethanol production and dampens the prospect for further development of advanced biofuels, Farm Bureau said in comments recently submitted to the agency. Renewable fuels have been a tremendous success story for the nation as a whole, reducing the country's dependence on foreign crude oil, decreasing air pollution, increasing farm incomes, and providing good-paying jobs in rural America. For farmers and ranchers, immigration reform must balance agriculture's need for a dependable supply of agricultural labor with enhanced security at our nation's border. A new video produced by AFBF highlights those issues, but with political debate ramping up and no practical solutions on the horizon, farmers say important areas of U.S. food production are at risk. Farmers and ranchers know that you cannot address immigration reform without tackling the issue of border security, said AFBF President Zippy Duval, who recently saw the delicate balance between the two issues during a tour of agriculture and border security efforts in Arizona. Our country is going to need to make up its mind. We're either going to import our agricultural labor or we'll have to import our food. Most Americans would opt for food grown on our soil by American farmers. To keep that option viable, we must act soon, according to Duval. In addition to Duval, the video features Arizona Farm Bureau President Kevin Rogers, Arizona pecan grower Nathan Walden, Arizona vegetable grower John Belts, and Arizona cattle rancher Dan Bell. Did you know that the Congressional Management Foundation found that 10 or fewer posts on social media would cause 35% of congressional offices to pay attention to an issue? University of Illinois Extension, in partnership with Jersey County Farm Bureau, is sponsoring a field day event on August 2nd from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Sheeter Farm, about three-quarters of a mile south of Brighton, Illinois. Cover crops and integrating livestock systems, challenges and solutions serves as the theme for this evening field day. Cover crop adoption and use in traditional row crop farming systems lags across Illinois in comparison with other regions of the Midwest. Cover crops are often touted as a tool to reduce nutrient losses and improve soil health and water quality. Essentially, cover crop systems research is needed to support, qualify, and quantify the benefits to water quality, improvements to soil health, and tile drainage nutrient losses in Illinois. Key discussions will be led by project researchers, practitioners, and educators during the early evening program. Livestock grazing as part of a farm operation may be one of the keys to advancing adoption of cover crops across the state. Proper manure management can enhance cover crop success and provide environmentally safe end use of valuable nutrient-rich manure. This program will share the sum of the major mutually beneficial advantages of using cover crops along with livestock and speak to the challenges of combining these two systems. On display, weather permitting, will be ongoing cover crop species demonstration plot and brief walking tour. Cover crop champions will provide information during the evening as practitioners and leaders in cover crop utilization in Illinois. Dinner will be provided to those registering in advance. Field activities begin at 5:30 and end at 8. The program is free of charge, but requires a confirmed registration in advance by calling the Jersey County Farm Bureau at 618-498-9576. The event is being hosted by the Sheeter Family and University of Illinois Extension Unit 18. Sponsors include U of I Extension, Jersey County Farm Bureau, Sheeter Farms, and the National Wildlife Federation. New and exciting things are planned for the 2016 Illinois State Fair Preview Night on Thursday, August 11th. Here are five things you need to know. New time for the Twilight Parade is at 5:30 p.m. Each year, the Illinois State Fair Twilight Parade marches through the streets of the capital city to proudly announce the opening of this annual 10-day showcase. This year, the festivities will begin a half hour earlier. The parade will step off from 9th Street and North Grand Avenue at 5:30 p.m. As always, the parade will travel down 9th Street to Peoria Road, then north on Peoria Road to 11th Street and directly through the main gate and on to the grandstand. Gates will open to the public at 4 p.m. Some of the best spots to view the Twilight Parade are just inside the main gate next to the giant slide on Main Street. However, those hoping to get a spot inside the fairgrounds to view the Twilight Parade will not be able to enter the fairgrounds until 4 p.m. Security will be posted at all gates throughout the day to enforce this new policy. Following the parade, the main gate will be closed to pedestrian traffic, so the public is encouraged to utilize nearby Gate 2 or Gate 12. Discount admission and parking. This year, fairgoers will be charged a nominal admission and parking fee to attend Preview Night festivities inside the fairgrounds. Adults will be charged $5 at the gate, seniors age 60 and over will be charged $2 at the gate, and children 12 and under will receive free gate admission. All cars parked on the grounds will be charged $5. To accommodate additional parking needs on preview night and on the weekends, the Illinois State Fair will have an additional lot off Tainter Road for the public to utilize. Grandstand entertainment this year on preview night will offer a true preview of the 2016 Illinois State Fair. Starting at 7:30 p.m. or immediately following the Twilight Parade, the Illinois State Fair will provide a fun and entertaining program on the grandstand stage that gives fairgoers an inside look at the 2016 fair. Join Andy Brooks and Sam Madonia as they introduce you to all the new and fun programs, exhibits, and food concoctions you'll experience over the next 10 days. A free concert and autographs. It would not be a true preview of the Illinois State Fair without a concert. That's why this year, the Illinois State Fair will present a concert on the grandstand stage featuring the Chicago Six. They may be known for their Super Bowl winning performance on the football field, but tonight you can expect Dan Hampton, Otis Wilson, and Steve McMichael of the 1985 Chicago Bears to make the start of the Illinois State Fair one to remember. As an added bonus, these Super Bowl champions will also be featured in the Twilight Parade, and they will hold a free autograph session after the concert as fireworks fill the sky. All of the grandstand activities on preview night are included in the cost of admission. The Illinois State Fair runs August 11th through August 21st in Springfield. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.